Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Dr. Bob Peoples, who's the executive director with CARE, the Carpet America Recovery Effort. Bob, how you doing?
Well, good morning, Kemp. I'm doing great, and nice to be with you again.
Good to be with you. I think only about a third of the industry is working this week. It's the week after the 4th, and a lot of people take the time off, don't they?
Well, that's probably true.
One of the reasons I want to talk to you, you just issued a annual report to CalRecycle. We probably need to explain a little bit about what that is. Thanks to AB 2398, which was the California law that required that 5 cents for every yard sold be held into a fund to help minimize the amount of carpet that goes to a landfill, CARE was tapped to manage that process. And now you've issued an annual report to tell the government in California how things are going. Have I summarized that well?
I think you summarized it very well, Kemp.
Okay.
And the challenge for me was to summarize it in a succinct fashion because there's an awful lot going on.
Right. So it's one of the things that CARE does. Obviously, it's not the only thing because you've got a national scope and this is for one state. But as many people say, what happens in California is a good indication of what happens in other places. One of the first questions I'd like to ask you, because you get a lot of data and you get to track how much carpet is sold. So if we just looked at consumption for carpet, is it trending up? And if it is, by how much do you think?
Well, Kemp, I'd say in general, we've got good statistics going into the state of California because of the requirements of the law. And I'd say on average, things are going well, maybe ticking up a little bit. We see seasonality, but that's no surprise to your listeners.
Yeah.
You know, quarter on quarter, Q1 2012 versus Q1 2013, we're up very nicely. So I think the trend is in the right direction.
Yeah. You know, we just did our annual report in the May issue, and we had the dollar growth in 12 versus 11 for carpet up about a little more than 4%. But there's been some price increases, and you're tracking units. And since there's a tax involved, you've got to be pretty accurate in your assessment. I did notice when I was looking through this last night, knowing that you and I were going to talk, that Q3 is the highest volume quarter for carpet sales. And in 12, it was down versus 11, but it is encouraging to see that in Q1, it's trending back up, as you said. I'll be interested to see what Q2 shows for us.
I do expect a strong Q2 quarter for 2013. Mm-hmm. I would tell you that when we compare the first two or three quarters of the program, which would be Q3 of 11, Q4 of 11, and Q1 of 12,
yeah.
Those were really getting the program off the ground. Mm-hmm. And even though our data is good, I think it's a lot better today than it was back then for two reasons. Not everybody knew that they were going to be doing this. And number two, we're much more rigorous about follow-ups and making sure we get our reports in so our numbers are more accurate.
Well, let's just talk about your report for a minute. Will it be accessible for people to look at? Is there a link on a website?
Absolutely. The report will be published on the CARE website, which is www.carpetrecovery.org, and on the CalRecycle website, which is www.calrecycle.gov/carpet.
Now, one of the things that I found interesting was in 12, you took in $4.9 million and dispersed $2.3 million. Tell us who gets that money and what they do with it.
Well, the way the program works is the money goes to processors of post-consumer carpet that is collected in the state of California.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you that the vast majority of the payouts do stay within the state of California. You know, one of the provisions of the bill was to track jobs, and we do know that at the end of the first quarter of 2013, we were reporting 210 jobs directly related to carpet processing or carpet recycling. Of course, there is additional jobs associated with collection, and then there is the indirect jobs associated with the infrastructure that supports carpet recycling. So, you know, overall, I would say that the high-value outlets for carpet recyclers in California are on a slow but steady increase.
So what are some other key takeaways now that you've put your report together that some people might find interesting?
Well, I think, first of all, that we estimate with a fair degree of accuracy about 626 million pounds of post-consumer carpet has been discarded in the state of California since the program began July of 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And over that time, we've been able to recover or divert from the landfill 184 million pounds. And of that 184 million pounds, 60 million pounds went into recycled output, the vast majority, 97% being high-value added outlets. So the average recycle rate over the life of this program so far is about 10%. Our goal for 2012 was 14%, and we hit that goal. And right now we're suggesting the goal by the end of 2016 would be 16%.
And how are you going to ramp that up to get more of it recycled?
Well, that's a really interesting question, because we know that the low-hanging fruit has been accessed at this point in time. So we're trying to get creative about how we access more goods in the marketplace to divert them from the landfill. But more importantly, without outlets, there's no reason to collect. And we know that the nylons are the high-value material. And so we've put in place an incentive that will go into effect with the second quarter of 2013, an incentive for non-nylon materials. And we're hoping that that will do two things. Number one, it'll cause the recyclers to invest in new processing capacity for non-nylon materials. But more importantly, downstream, we're hoping end users will see this incentive as a way to enable transition to non-nylon feedstocks for the development of new products and move those into the marketplace.
All right. So basically what you're saying is that more money is paid for nylon carpet because of what they can do with it and its value than for non-nylon. And you're trying to put an incentive in place that will get these recyclers to accept more non-nylon carpet. Is that right?
Yeah, that's basically correct, Jim. Mm-hmm.
And aren't we seeing a trend, because I know you do track this, we're seeing a trend, even though this polyester business is still ramped up relatively recently, we're starting to see more polyester carpet going into the removal process, right?
Well, that's right. When the processors want to access material to process, you know, generally you got to collect everything. And when you collect everything, you got to deal with the high-value nylons, but you also have to either have outlets for or you have to pay to landfill the non-valuable material right now. And so therefore, the incentive on non-nylon materials to help create market demand for these items.
What are just one or two key things that you hope to get accomplished next year?
We're looking to hire someone to actually work in California. We're calling it boots on the ground in California that will be able to pay a lot more attention to working with the recyclers to help us with the expansion of collection in the rural counties, and obviously to drive, you know, higher diversion rates from the landfill, but more importantly, much higher output rates for that material when we collect it from the landfill. Those are the key objectives.
All right, Bob. Well, I appreciate you updating our listeners on the success of the AB 2398 program. Again, we've been talking to Bob Peoples, who's the executive director with CARE, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.